BJ and Jamie.
Somebody wrote me a really, really mean text.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I'd like to share it with you now. By the way, our text number here in studio is 51059. Jamie, you're so rude to BJ. All you do is interrupt him all the time.
Yeah, it's true. Yep.
You know what I said?
What'd you say?
Okay, if you don't like it, buzz off.
Oh, how rude. I think all you did was prove their point.
I don't know. I feel like I should be like a customer service manager.
That rude comment back.
Don't you think I should be in customer service?
No.
When people bring back their returns, I'm like, what the hell? No, I see you used it.
No.
I'm not good at customer service. Yeah. Remember that I had that class about how I'm supposed to respond on Taxnado?
Well, the class basically told you not to respond
because
you don't know how to respond.
Right, because I'm supposed to take higher road and not let...
Right.
You can't just write to me and say, you're so rude and you interrupt BJ. You know, go away.
Truth hurts.
Oh, my God. I don't interrupt you.
You do. I'm just
sometimes I interrupt you like right then.
I take the abuse.
And sometimes when you just start talking... I'm bored. I'll interrupt you.
There you go again.
But I'm not rude. I'm a kind, kind, kind person.
Textnado 51059. Keep them coming.
Oh, my God. You're so rude. By the way, I just saw a picture of Frog on Santa's lap.
Yeah.
How cute is that baby?
Yeah. I think his belly is bigger than Santa, though.
That's a big boy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a big boy. He's not even one yet.
No.
He's ginormous.
Not even 10 months. Huge.
So can he crawl or?
No, he's too big. No, I mean, he can't adjust his weight.
Oh, he can't.
He can't get those little fat legs back behind him so he can get his knees going.
So what, does he roll?
Yeah, pretty much. We tumble. Tumble's a sport. Tumbling.
Jamie, it's true. You're so mean to BJ.
Yep, it's
true. BJ, you're the rude one. Oh, let's go with that. Let's go with that.
What did I do?
Let's go with that.
What did I do to
you
be rude?
You exist.
Oh, that was so rude. That was so rude. So listen rude. To what just was said there.
So rude.
You exist. How much more rude can you get than that?
You know, things like that.
You're breathing. Oh, how rude. How rude.
You know what's rude is I told you this. I posted a picture on Facebook, but do I call him boyfriend now?
That's between you guys. I don't know.
I mean, how do you know like when it's a boy? Like, what is the boyfriend thing?
Well, would it be a no-no for you guys to date other people or to go out with someone?
Yeah, we're not doing that.
You're not dating anyone else?
No.
Well, then it's boyfriend, girlfriend.
Whoa.
It's like high school.
So good. Yeah. Hey.
Time to whip out the cheerleader uniform. You're back in high school. I'm not rude. I might be creepy, but I'm not rude. That wasn't rude.
You had fantasies I don't need to know about right now. Now I know. Here's what I know. Apparently Lisa has a cheerleading outfit.
Yeah. And then I put on the letter jacket.
Oh, that's so
hot. You know, my old high school days.
What'd you letter in? Band?
No. Football, baseball, basketball. I was an athlete. Supreme athlete at one time.
Supreme! Not the supreme athlete.
We didn't have a band. School wasn't big enough.
Oh, God. Sorry. Anyway, the only rude thing I would say, and I posted it on Facebook, and I'll take your opinions. The entire time we were in Santa Fe, one day when I knew we were walking a lot, I put on, look, these are Stuart Weitzman tennis shoes.
Really?
Do you know who Stuart Weitzman is?
Not a clue.
He's an amazing designer. He's fantastic.
What went wrong there? Show me something amazing about him, please.
So anyway, Superman
said... Did he also make those pants with the knee completely out of them? Hideous.
Did you say I'm hideous?
Those are hideous.
My pants are hideous.
Yes, they are,
Jamie.
You bought them with one knee.
Because the
knee's completely missing.
Oh,
it's got these little strings that go across.
He called me hideous.
I don't get that. I just don't get it.
Anyway, because it's fashion.
All right, back to the shoes.
All right, you should wear some pants with holes in your knees.
I wear pants with holes and I get chastised every time I do.
Yours is at the pocket where the pocket tore, and I can see your little booty.
What does it matter where the hole is?
Because... okay, I'm not having this fight. I swear to God.
I'm back to you.
Okay, anyway.
Back
to you. So I put on my little outfit, and we're getting ready to go walking in Santa Fe for the day, right? Yeah. And he goes, what are those? And I go, those are my tennis shoes. And he goes, oh, my God, those are hideous.
I like him. Honesty.
I go,
you need that.
I go, you can't call a girl's shoes hideous. He goes,
Jamie,
those are a mistake. Like the land of the misfit Jews.
I like a guy that can do that. You know what? So far in your life, I've been the only guy that's been able to do that with you. Everybody else sugarcoats everything. But when you walk in here with those platypus lips, I tell you about it, don't I? You come in, I go, what went wrong?
What did you do?
That's what I'll say. I'll say, what went wrong? Yeah, but that's honesty. Yeah.
Well, okay, and you just told me my pants were hideous, but it's fine.
But your shoes. Now,
yeah.
He didn't like them.
He didn't like them. He said that there was a mistake that they put the tread on the outside of the shoe, of the sole, instead of on the bottom.
Well, he's right, because around the edge of the shoe, it's very rigid. Yeah. It's like really.
I put them on Facebook.
Yeah.
You guys can see
them. And the bottom's as slick as they can be. Man, oh man, you don't want to be on ice.
But these are Stuart Weitzman. These are $750 tennis shoes.
I don't care who Stuart is. I don't care.
Oh my God.
$750 for those?
Yes.
And no sole on the bottom of them?
The sole is right here.
Yeah. That's what Stuart sold you.
What?
A croc.
Wow. So that my point to him was, I go, can I just tell you one thing? Like, with girls and shoes, like fashion shoes, you don't tell them that they're hideous and you don't tell them they're ugly. He goes, I'm sorry. It's like, I can't wrap my head around those shoes.
Yeah.
I'm like this. And guess what happened?
I like
guess
that.
What happened? So what? Then we went to this little a Mexican restaurant, right? And this woman goes, oh my God, I love your shoes. I love your tennis shoes. And then Superman goes, because you feel sorry for her, right? Because you feel sorry for her for wearing them.
Yeah. Yeah. If I were him, I'd just point at how much you paid for them.
So stupid.
Because that would change her whole perception of it, right? Because she thinks you got them at Payless.
Did you see that Payless commercial? I think of me.
No.
So there's a Payless commercial, and they're like, we set up a shop in Beverly Hills, and we put all our Payless shoes in here, but we called them, like, blah, 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 shoes. And people spend up to $1,000 on our $17 Payless shoes.
I've seen that.
I thought of me.
I've seen that.
I was like, I could so be bamboozled.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could be me.
All you got to do is tell people. Tell people they're worth this, and there are people that will pay for it.
Yeah. I know. I like them, though. All right, well, anyway, let's see here. I have lots to get to this morning. First of all, what was it? It was so important. I was going to call you. Oh, my God. Do you know how you can make... This doesn't even make sense to me. So Beyonce, right?
Yeah.
Millionaire, right?
Right.
Doesn't need money. Probably close to a billion with Jay-Z.
Yeah, I would guess.
Guess how much she made for singing 10 songs.
Who'd she do it for?
An Indian prince. Well, he's a tycoon. He's an oil tycoon. Okay, so she sang 10 songs at the daughter's wedding. He's like the richest man in India.
Right. See, they way overpay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess a little bit higher.
Okay.
Let's say if she was playing Alice in Winterland, we're cheap. We're not going to pay you that.
Right.
Much,
we're not.
Okay?
Yeah. This is Beyonce.
Ask One Republic. I mean, we don't pay. We just don't pay. This is Beyonce for an oil chic. Okay.
10 songs.
10 songs. I'm going to say $1 million a song.
That's it. That's
you're
right.
Kidding.
No,
I got it right now.
$1 million a song.
I want a new car.
$1 million a song. Now, keep in mind, every song is what, 3 minutes, 4 minutes? So every song, 4 minutes of singing was $1 million.
Wow.
Wow.
I didn't see that story.
Yeah.
I just guessed.
Yeah, no.
But those oil sheets, they pay, man, because you got to bring them over there.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton was there, too. We don't know why. But anyway, she's been a longtime friend of the Sheik. He's an oil tycoon guy, whatever, and he's worth $50 billion with a B dollars.
Wow.
And it was his daughter's wedding, and she sang 10 songs.
$10 million. You're worth billions of dollars is nothing.
So it's 40 minutes. If I'm doing an average of 4 minutes per song, she spent 40 minutes singing.
Yeah.
$10 million.
That's a pretty good payday.
And you know they put her up and they, you know, private jet and everything.
Hey, Dylan. Oh. That's better than dog sitting.
It's a little bit better.
Yeah.
It's a little.
Started pointing out. But that dog sitting, it could take off for you. Don't get down there, buddy.
It could take off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody said, you guys are like an old married couple. You interrupt and BJ hollers over you. All the while, though, you make me laugh. Well, that's neat.
You just insulted us.
Yeah, you kind of did.
But we make you laugh. You can't do both.
You can't say that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Send like two different messages from two different text numbers, okay? That's confusing to us.
I'm not happy right now. Somebody said, I just saw your shoes on Facebook. They look like they're four-wheel drive shoes. They do look like they're four-wheel drive shoes, except for there's no tread on the bottom.
Whoa. What are four-wheel drives?
You know, because they look like they got...
They got tread on the sides.
Yeah. The tread is on the sides. Yeah. So that's
nothing on bottom.
On the bottom. It's unfortunate. Duh. Anyway, the shoes are on Facebook and... Yeah, it's fine. Kim Kardashian, I have to play it because I have it. Because, you know, on Mondays, it's always the day after the Kardashian, keeping up with the Kardashians. And it was a fine, fine episode, I'm told, last night, where Kim figured out their plans for Christmas.
We got to get it together. We got to plan ahead. I think we just, time honestly flew by so fast. So this year is the first year that Kanye and I are taking over the Christmas Eve party. This year it's going to be at mine and Kanye's house. But I think if I tell everyone that it's 30 minutes before the party actually starts and they have to be on time and have a photographer waiting and have all of our outfits somewhat cohesive, we might be able to pull off a really late Christmas card. Maybe a New Year's card.
That was deep.
Well, she's right, because time flies throughout the year when you don't have a job. You get to sit on your big...
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. That is not the holiday spirit.
No, and that's ass shaming.
It really was.
You're doing some.
I apologize.
What is it? Gluteus maximus ass shaming.
I was. I was about to. I didn't say it, but you knew what was coming.
You two are like Lucy and Ethel from I Love Lucy. Dylan, do you even know who Lucy and Ethel are?
No.
Exactly.
Your text makes you sound like old, old, old Spice.
That's my favorite Spice. That and Allspice. Yeah. Let's get the band back together.
Yeah.
With Old Spice and Allspice. All right, I'll shut up. I won't really. That's a lie. Anyway, what else do I have for you? Hold on. The whole thing with Kevin Hart. What are we thinking? Who are we thinking that should host the Oscars? Anybody?
I
don't know. I don't either.
I'm going to go with Ellen. They all love her.
Everybody. I love Ellen.
Yeah. Well, she's really a Hollywood favorite.
Yeah. I felt bad for her because she was doing Ellen's Favorite Presents or 25, a bunch of days of Christmas. And then that damn bush had to die.
Yeah.
And it was preempted.
Yeah.
So sad. I was like, where's Ellen's gifts?
Well, wait a minute. So they never aired the show when it got down to 2-1?
And so how do you do that with your sponsors? Because you know it's all sponsor related.
Well, they had to have aired it.
I was watching, and I saw a man in a casket.
That wasn't one of the gifts.
A big stiffy, if you know what I mean.
He's a former president. How rude can you be today? Lord.
I'm done. Let's wrap this up. Get me out of here.
Yeah. All yeah. Right,
run.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.